Howdy, folks. Doug McBurney here. The Bob Enyart Live Telethon is on again. We need $30,000 to keep Bob Enyart broadcasting for another year, so I'm asking you to help us. Go to the kgov.com website, click on the store, look at the subscriptions, take a look at all the wonderful products, or give us a call right now at 800-8-ENYART. That's 800-836-9278. Look at the subscriptions, take a look at all the wonderful products. Sign up for a subscription to Bob's Bible Study, the sermons from Denver Bible Church, or the Best of Bob, and get a free video as our gift to you. Donate $100 or more, get a free video. Our gift to you for helping Bob Enyart stay on the air for another year. We picked the shortest month of the year, February, so we're already running out of time. So pick up the phone now. Call 800-836-9278 or go to kgov.com to make a donation, purchase a product, or sign up for a subscription today.
Warning, warning, there's truth up ahead. It gets beyond all the headlines you read. Don't need lip service with a wink and a nod. You need a man on a mission from God. Well, not to worry, here's Bob Enyart Live.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, America's most popular self-proclaimed right-wing religious fanatic, homophobic, anti-choice talk show host.
And I'm Doug McBurney, and I'm with him.
Hey, Doug. We were deplorable before deplorable was cool.
Absolutely.
We've got a few quick news stories in our telethon. We're up to $4,600 of our $30,000 goal.
$4,600 is February 13th. So
yes.
There are 16 days left in the month.
So we have a long way to go.
We've got a ways to go.
But, Doug, in Florida, an alligator got a golfer. In Egypt, they're getting ready to open a secret room in King Tut's tomb.
Ooh.
We should talk about those and a couple other important news items before we discuss some of we could remind the audience what Bob Enyart Live has been doing these years on the air and our contributions to the body of Christ and the understanding of really humanity, of reality.
Well, that's what you've helped with, I think. You've helped people understand that there is a reality.
There is a reality.
And that you have to deal with
it. When we started, a lot of college students, we'd go to college campuses often, they would say, prove that's true. Prove it. They don't say that anymore.
No?
They say, what right do you have to say that?
That's
one of the changes.
Yeah, that reminds me of the classic Bob Enyart video, Get Out of the Matrix.
Oh, man.
That was shot on a college campus.
Yeah.
As in a philosophy fact.
In a philosophy class, pretty stunning. It's on our YouTube channel, and our goal by this spring was 250,000 views and 1,000 subscribers. We're getting close.
Very good.
Like 240,000 views or something and 950 subscribers.
Very cool. And if you gave a donation to the telethon, you could get Out of the Matrix. Just ask for it. Say, I'm going to give a donation of $50, $100,
plus,
$1,000.
People have been getting Walt Brown's book In the Beginning and our video on the Big Bang.
Yeah.
We give both of those for anyone who donates $100 or more or subscribes to one of our monthly services. But I want to talk about this alligator in Florida, because, Doug, I've been giving this advice since all those trips we took to the tops of 14ers in Colorado. We used to go every few years, the audience. We'd get 15 guys. We'd have a guide. And we'd climb a 14er. We even climbed unnamed peak. It was almost a 14er.
Yeah.
We named it.
We did?
Well, when we got to the top, we figured nobody's gotten around to naming this thing.
Yeah.
We named it Mount Homos Make Me Sick.
That's right. I remember now.
That's what we named it. But anyway, I've been telling people and our kids and all for decades, if you're in the wild and you've got a confrontation with an animal that could harm you, if you have to, go for its eyes.
That seems logical.
If you have a stick, if you have, maybe you only have a .22.
Okay.
And there's a bear on you. Don't shoot it in the leg. It'll only get annoyed.
Right, right.
So that's what this golfer did in Florida, Fort Myers.
75-year-old fella out there playing golf, minding his own business.
Yeah.
Gets grabbed by the ankle by an alligator who starts trying to drag him into the water hazard.
And the alligator was winning.
Yeah, he was.
And so he was whacking the thing on the head with his putter.
Yeah.
But that wasn't working. So he's in the water. The water's up to his knees, up to his waist. He's thinking this is not going well.
Yeah, that's not going well.
So he turns the putter around and starts jabbing the alligator in the eye.
Yeah.
And the third time, the thing released him.
Very cool.
So that is pretty neat. I like that.
I hope I'm in that good a shape when I'm 75 that I could fight off an alligator.
Yeah.
But that about somebody poking you in the eye. That gives you the most visceral reaction.
And God said the Jews are the apple of his eye.
That's right.
And it's because God loves Israel. He loves the whole world. But he has a special love for Abraham because Abraham was willing to sacrifice his only son.
Right.
As God the Father did sacrifice his only son.
Mm.
So this incredible bond occurred between them. And God has this enduring love for Abraham's grandkids.
Mm. Yeah.
And so they're the apple of his eye. So unwise Christians like Martin Luther and others who've had this hatred of the Jews. I mean, racism is a sin as it is.
Yeah.
We were at Planned Parenthood Saturday morning.
Yeah.
You know, the pro-aborts. The Trump derangement syndrome people came to Planned Parenthoods around the country.
I remember there was the dueling protest, they called it.
And so we were there right here in Denver with the board members of Colorado Right to Life and members of Denver Bible Church. And this one woman, she's screaming at Susan Sutherland that...
As often happens.
Yeah. Poor Susan Sutherland, vice president in Colorado Right to Life. She says, I offer you Christ. And one guy shouts, we want Barabbas.
No way.
I mean, literally.
No way.
Horrific. But anyway, this woman is saying, white people kill all these people. White people kill, you know, the Aurora Theater massacre, Columbine. She's like, white people. And I said, you are a racist. So you're not only a child killer and a socialist, you're a racist. So then about 15 minutes later, in front of Channel 4 and all these news networks, she's shouting, I hate white people. I hate white people.
Really?
Yeah, really.
I didn't see that on the local news. I did see some coverage.
When the news interviews Planned Parenthood and the pro-lifers, if the pro-lifer accidentally slips and says something embarrassing, that makes the news.
Of course.
Planned Parenthood never slips. They never say anything that they wouldn't want. Repeat it in prime time because the media is with them.
Yeah.
And so they only present them in the most positive light.
Mm-hmm. So the I hate white people did not make it onto your local news.
It didn't make it.
I didn't see it.
And I had been filming on my cell phone, but there's only so much high-res video you could get on a cell phone.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
But maybe somebody got that.
Not that surprising. The apple of God's eye, Israel. You know, I never really understood. I never understood that until I watched Mount Moriah and the... compelling story that you tell of Abraham taking Isaac to the top of Mount Moriah.
Yeah.
And then tying that to the New Testament. I had never put that together before.
Oh, Doug, it's so powerful. And that's one of our videos on our store. Just kgov.com, click on the store, or call us 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. But so, Doug, the Trump derangement syndrome brought them out in mass.
Yeah.
Because Donald Trump is not against killing unborn children.
Well, his first executive action had nothing to do with anything at all to do with anything to do with child killing. And has he done anything? I know he did something with Mexico City, right?
He's done what George W. Bush has done, which is nothing. Because we got the Hyde Amendment again, and we had the Hyde Amendment.
I think we had
that. And Bush gave them $2 billion with the Hyde Amendment. So far, there's nothing.
Right.
And the Mexico City policy has 5 loopholes in it. Just Google that.
Loopholes big enough to drive an abortionist Mercedes through.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or a school bus through filled with children every day.
How about that? Now, not to say that we don't appreciate President Trump's efforts on the border with the illegals, that's all well and good.
That's fine.
But what are his real priorities?
The things that God will be angry about or pleased about in heaven.
Yeah.
You know, reducing the number of illegals coming across your border, probably not going to rate like the top 10 issues.
No.
It's important, but not the top 10 before God.
It's important.
But killing the innocent.
Mm-hmm.
So we have Judge Neil Gorsuch, and no one knows if he rejects the unborn child's right to life. Nobody knows.
He's never even mentioned
it. And Pence sort of bragged, oh, I didn't ask him.
No.
When we interviewed him, we didn't ask him about what he believes about abortion, so we don't know. And that was George W. Bush's first campaign promise, that he would not ask a Supreme Court nominee if he's against abortion.
Yeah.
So Trump has continued that also, that aspect. So we don't know, but I would want to know before I'd endorse him.
I would think. But I think the key to becoming a federal judge is that you can't let anyone know.
Oh, unless you're a pro board.
Well, yeah, obviously.
Right. All the Democrat liberal pro boards, they're all open.
Because they know the Republicans will vote for them anyway.
Right. And the Democrats, that's what qualifies them.
Right.
The Republicans don't want to know.
No.
Because our judges, so far, everyone since Roe v. Wade has rejected that the unborn child has a right to life.
Mm-hmm.
And so they know that the pro-lifers will support them because pro-lifers are stupid.
Not to put too fine a point on it.
No.
And not to insult
them. They know that will happen.
Yes, it's so true.
And I mean, Sandra Day O'Connor, the whole bunch of them, they all reject that the baby has a right to life. And so they just keep quiet. So the conservatives keep quiet on abortion, and that gets them promoted.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, you spoke about Trump derangement syndrome, and obviously that was on full display on the left down at Planned Parenthood. But,
right.
Bob, I experienced Trump derangement syndrome on the right last week.
Right.
When I was accused. Well, you were accused. I hate to
what
always
did I
get.
Do?
I got you accused of something. You were accused of, you're always trying to score points with God. That's literally what
somebody accused
a Trump supporter
of
said. Doug, you and Bob are so busy trying to score points with God that you don't understand Donald Trump is God's man.
The Trump derangement syndrome
is
on the right also.
Yeah, I think so.
I get tons of news people saying, you know, maybe 10 times a day. Look at this, look at this, look at this. It's automatically filed. You know, Gmail, you have these labels that could automatically attach.
Yeah.
It goes into my happy news folder.
Oh, happy news.
I have all this happy news.
Yeah.
All this happy news, things that are happening since Trump became president. Even things that happened before Trump became president that he's credited with.
Well, like all the ICE raids that are happening over this past week that's freaking everyone out.
Yeah.
I was talking to my wife last night. I said, you know, there's nothing in the government that doesn't happen without being planned for at least 6 months.
Well, and so far, deportations are average.
Yeah,
so we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. And not that I don't think God cares all that much about people traveling from one country to another. I'm all for a secure border and a wall and all for that. But again, it's not one of the top 10. It's not violating do not murder, do not steal, which Trump supports killing unborn children. It just depends on which ones.
Yeah.
Do not steal. He is a socialist.
Yes, he's been.
He wants to force health insurance companies to cover existing conditions. That's like telling Allstate you have to cover the guy after he gets in a wreck.
Yes. And now
is mentally ill. That is delusional.
I know. And now have you noticed?
It's socialist.
Have you noticed, speaking of derangement syndrome, that pre-existing conditions is now the third rail of politics. You cannot get rid of that, especially if you're a Republican.
We have said for decades on the show, at Bob and Yurt Live, we expose the liberal in the conservative. That's what we do.
And it's a painful thing.
In a conservative, the definition of we do definitions here, like terrorist.
Yeah.
What's terrorism? Go to kgov.com/terror. But the definition of a conservative is a Republican trying to save a social program started by a liberal.
Mm-hmm.
That's what a conservative is.
Yes.
And so they're going to do that with Obamacare. They're going to tweak it so we have good national health care.
Yeah. And, you know, that reminds me of line number 12. Line number 12, I'm at kgov.com right now about.
Oh, the about page?
It's a great page.
kgov.com/about.
And line number 12 of your top 12 contributions has to do with economics. And if you want to find out, what is justifiable taxation? Why is advocating welfare like Donald Trump advocates, why is that sinful?
Yeah, it's sinful.
Well, you have articles, research that we've done over the past 25 years.
Economics and, you know, the Bible tells us what makes the economy function. A lot of people don't know.
Absolutely.
But the Bible tells us, and we can know what money is and that welfare is sinful, socialism is sinful. So Trump, so far on Do Not Murder, God looks at the exceptions. God's not going to say, well, Donald, you didn't murder every child in the country. Congratulations. No. He's going to look at the ones he did kill.
Yeah.
And if Christians hate Donald Trump, they won't warn him about the children he is killing already, both in this country and abroad.
Yeah.
They won't warn him. They'll pretend that he's not guilty. So do not murder. Do not steal, which all his socialism is theft.
Yeah, mostly from people like you and me who produce something.
Do not commit adultery, which Donald Trump is nothing if not the king of fornication and homosexualizing the body of Christ and the conservatives.
He doesn't even want that to come up. No.
He's got Republican conservatives standing on their feet cheering homosexuality.
Yeah.
Cheering.
Well, a conservative ain't what it used to be. That's for sure.
So, and on and on. The top 10 issues that God is concerned about that cause a nation to be strong and healthy and secure, those top 10 are so far failures, so far.
Well, they're not on the radar screen of the Trump administration yet.
No.
But here's the thing about Trump derangement syndrome on the right.
Yeah.
Is that 3 years and 364 days from now, we will hear from our conservative friends that we just need to be patient, that at any minute, Donald Trump, just
we'll
like George W. Bush was going to do, just like H.W. Bush was going to do, just wait and be patient.
Yeah.
It's a stealth operation. It's sophisticated, and you just don't understand.
Yeah, just like Gorsuch, you don't want him to say that he's pro-life.
No.
You want him to lie about it.
That's what
James Dobson told us about the former guys. Samuel Alito and John Roberts and these guys.
I remember hearing that.
And he even goes back to Jerry Falwell and Sandra Day O'Connor, who's a pro-abort, and yet they basically green-lighted this pro-abort for Reagan.
And these evangelical leaders still somehow maintain some level of credibility, proving your axiom that everyone is mentally ill.
Everyone is mentally ill.
Yeah. Now, speaking of mentally ill, I don't mean to hit this with you, but did you know that there is credible's in quotation marks, a credible theory now that the entire universe actually started as a hologram?
I'm sure it's true.
It starts.
There's no doubt.
Well, listen to this. The scientists who are promulgating
in the Matrix,
what they're saying is there is as much evidence for this theory that the universe started as a hologram for the traditional ideas about the structure of the universe, meaning there's as much evidence that it was a hologram.
Or that we're in the Matrix, maybe, as there is for the Big Bang.
That's the way I took
That's the
this
one
article.
Thing they said in there that's true.
Right.
There's as much evidence for the Big Bang
yes.
as there is for our delusional idea.
Now, this was actually published, and it's now they're not saying we're in a hologram now. They're saying that it started as a hologram, and I don't think I want to get into
Doug,
the details
so
of
many,
that.
So many, even cosmologists and leading scientists will say that we could be in a computer simulation. In fact, the evidence is far greater that we are in the Matrix than that we're not.
Right.
And they're really believing this, and the reason they've gone to this insanity is because the Big Bang Theory has failed. And one way to find out why it's failed, how it's failed, is to donate to our telethon.
Yes.
And you get one of our Big Bang, either a DVD or Blu-ray.
And while you're pondering how much you want to donate to the telethon, you could just go to the About page, go to line number 3 of Bob Enyart Live's top 12 contributions, and learn about evidence against the Big Bang, dinosaur soft tissue, young Earth.
Yeah, right.
It's all right here on the About
page.
It's
so exciting to understand where we've come from so you can have an idea of where you're headed.
Mm-hmm.
Doug, another news item is they're getting ready to open a secret room in King Tut's tomb.
Now that is cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that is really cool. And I'm
it
all
awesome.
For somebody doing that.
Oh, of course.
Outstanding.
And, you know, science generally, whether it's molecular biology or cosmology or Egyptology, geology, these sciences affirm the biblical worldview 1,000 times over. It's exhilarating to watch it all unfold.
Mm-hmm.
And so whatever they find, And the secret room, I guess it's not secret anymore. We just told everybody about it. But whatever they find in that room, don't be surprised if what we learn is consistent with the biblical account of ancient Egypt. Because, you know, Pharaoh is a Hebrew word. Pharaoh is not an Egyptian word.
Oh.
So the Jews gave the word Pharaoh to Egypt.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that funny?
That is pretty interesting.
And the secularists say, oh, it's ridiculous to think there was an Exodus. The Jews had nothing to do with Egypt, except they named the king there.
Yeah, how about
Pharaoh,
that?
And they gave that name to the whole world. And so King Tut lived a couple centuries after Moses. So there could be consistent or even corroborative material that adds to the ancient Egyptian evidence for the Exodus, which there's a mountain of it already.
Yeah, amen. It'll be interesting to see what they find in King Tut's secret room.
And kgov.com/Exodus, if anybody wants a preview, we're doing a show on this with Real Science Radio, a series on the evidence for the Exodus coming up. Fred Williams and I, that should be fun.
Phenomenal stuff.
So, Doug, one last thing about shooting in the eye. I didn't just tell the story about the bull in the early years of Bob and Yurt Live. I'm trying to get...
There was a bull involved.
Yes, there was a bull. Huh. I mean, there was a pig at one time that we tried to interview.
Oh.
I was interviewing Pat Schroeder, and there was a loose pig, a hog, about 600 pounds.
Really?
Outside the studio window, I lowered the microphone. Almost, the pig was almost eating the microphone. It was the deepest sound ever aired on broadcast radio. And I was getting answers from Pat Schroeder.
Really?
But no, this.
So the pig heard some kind of familial type call and was drawn to the Pat Schroeder interview.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's interesting.
But the bull, this was late at night, trying to get to our TV, our broadcast tower where we had.
Oh, I remember, just past the cattle guard. And
there's
the,
a cattle guard in the middle of nowhere, like Elizabeth, Colorado.
Yeah.
On 500 acres. And there's always cattle out there. I get there 10 o'clock at night. It's dark. And now there's a bull right by the gate, standing right by the gate. I'm from New Jersey. I don't know what to do with the bull.
It can be a little intimidating.
I don't know if the bull might want to kill me. So I take my 9mm.
Okay.
And as I'm opening the gate, the bull has got to be like 18 inches from me, staring right at me.
Oh.
And I point the gun right at his head. And I say, I don't know if you can understand English, but I'm going to shoot you right in the head if you charge at me. And so anyway, in the head, in the eye is probably best.
Yeah, go for the eye.
Because if you shoot that bull, he's just going to get mad.
Right. Yeah.
Same thing with a bear or an alligator. Apparently. Unless you have a really big gun.
Well, I always heard that if you're ever attacked by a shark, which in Colorado there are not a lot of documented shark attacks.
Not too many.
But you're supposed to poke the shark in the eye. And if you're ever at Planned Parenthood and you're attacked by a post-abortive, frenzied, Trump delusional, deranged
Trump
person.
Derangement syndrome.
You want to figuratively poke them in the intellectual eye.
And it was figurative.
Eye.
Doug, this one guy, when this woman is a racist and this guy pro-abort supporting her, so they're all so vulgar. And I pointed out to this guy, and we're all like in a circle 6 feet in diameter. I said, sir, you're so vulgar. And he, of course, mocks me. I said,
with profanity,
everything,
I'm sure.
You are about nothing but excrement and reproduction. That's it. You are only about excrement and reproduction. And he went to say something, and he couldn't
just
say anything.
Trying to process.
Because he couldn't say anything without excrement and reproduction.
That's it.
He literally couldn't speak. So
one way to shut them down. You got him right in his intellectual eye, which is focused on excrement.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is kind of where their minds tend to
be. Yeah, because if you reject that God made us, you're left with our basal bodily functions. You're like an animal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so excrement and reproduction, and that's about it. That's their life.
Yeah.
And so pornography, sexual morality, perversion, killing unborn children, you know, drugs and alcohol, pretty much that's their life.
Yeah, and so if they were to go to kgov.com/about, they could go to number 11. of Bob and Yart Live's top 12 contributions. They could learn a little bit about morality. Why is there marriage?
Oh, yeah.
What is it? Who designed it? Why?
Yeah.
Why does it work?
And exposing moral relativism.
Absolutely, moral and relativism.
So, Doug, these top 12 contributions, people could get an idea of what Bob and Yart Live has been all about, even if they've only recently come to the show, because you go to kgov.com/about, and there it is. I mean, our top 12 contributions, we begin with God is free. And that's something that our theologians forgot about 1,700 years ago.
It's been quite some time.
They forgot that God is free and that he has a will. Mm-hmm. And that he could decide, even right this very moment, to do things or not to do things.
That's true.
And he's creative. He's inexhaustibly creative.
Yeah,
and therefore, that tells us a lot about the future, because God is still creative. He hasn't exhausted his creativity.
No, no. And we've got plenty of time.
Oh, yeah.
Time is eternal.
Time is eternal, and from everlasting to everlasting.
It's a big concept.
Which is a really important issue for understanding what God is like.
Mm-hmm.
Because otherwise, you get yourself all twisted up in a knot.
That's true.
And Christians end up agreeing with pagans like Plato.
Yeah. And that's not helpful.
And Plotinus. No, you don't like
and so
that.
Even though we have all the time in the world, all the time in the universe, the earth itself and the universe are young.
Is young. So that's our third point.
Fantastic information on the young earth, dinosaur soft tissue, evidence against the Big Bang.
Really cool stuff. And if somebody Googles evidence against the Big Bang, we could be out of, you know, hundreds of thousands, we could be right about at number one.
Yeah.
Ranked. If they Google Big Bang predictions, which is how you confirm a theory or not by the prediction, Big Bang predictions, we're number one. So these are, you know, this is the leading secular model of how we got here.
It is at the moment.
And so here at Bob and Yart Live and Real Science Radio, we are taking part of the lead in refuting the atheistic worldview.
Mm-hmm.
So really fun stuff. And number four has to do with the Earth's early calendars.
Yes, if you've ever wondered, why is the year 365.1445 days
Point
long?
24. Yeah, like why is it
why
that?
Why is that?
Because it's a little weird.
Doesn't seem quite right.
It's not quite perfect. But the early calendars of the Earth are stunning. And if you don't care about early calendars, that really means you don't care about early history. Then we've got hermeneutics.
Right. If you want to know more about the Bible, how to understand the Bible, how to interpret the Bible, how to not be bamboozled by people who are improperly interpreting. People say you can make the Bible say anything. I say, well, not at my church.
Tools for understanding the Bible.
Yes.
Just so fun. Hermeneutics. And then the list goes on. And then there's our top accomplishments. Maybe we could talk about those on another show. But
Doug, we should do that.
People could help us continue to reach more folks with analyzing the news and talking through the moral issues of the day, in fact, of every day.
Absolutely. As our civilization teeters and slides ever further into irrationality.
Yeah, the rage is...
Bob and Yart Live is here to help people understand that there is a reality.
Yeah.
And you have to deal with it rationally and logically.
Yeah. Or you're delusional.
Well, and we help people to
realize
that.
Donald Trump has helped. The Trump derangement syndrome.
That's helped.
When you could diagnose that accurately in a conservative or a liberal, you're ahead of the game. You understand better.
Yes.
Reality, a biblical worldview.
Well grounded in reality here at Bob and Yart Live. Help us with the telethon. We're at 4,600. We need another 25,000.
Yeah. God bless you guys.